FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our roster of Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're away, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to. I need to without you.
All right, Jordan Smith, they say you always remember your first four-minute event. I got to be honest, dude. Every time I looked up, you were on the ground.
Yeah.
So, are we all right, or how are we feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay. Most of them were pretty slow crashes. Yeah. I wasn't going that fast anyway. So, it was just, the track was pretty gnarly, and I don't have a whole lot of time on the bike. I'm not super comfortable on the bike, and, our practice tracks, I feel pretty comfortable. And
well, this was a replica of your track.
It was, okay. But there's about two ruts on our practice track, and there was ruts everywhere. Like, all those on-offs and stuff were just really, really gnarly. And, it was just gnarly. So, it takes some time to get used to it. And, obviously, that was pretty embarrassing, the main event was. I had a good day going up until then, pretty happy with everything up until the main event.
I thought heat race was good. Heat race was good?
Yeah, heat race was solid. Practice was solid. Felt really good in practice. Making some mistakes a little bit, the hardest thing is the 450 power is a lot more than 250. So, say you have a double, triple in a rhythm section and you overjump the double a little bit. On a 250, you just hold it wide open and you make the triple that you were pushing through. Yeah. On a 450, you hold it wide open, you still almost quad the next jump, So it's then the quad that we were doing, I was afraid to land in the berm on it and then I come up short on it, And so, it's just learning. It's going to be a learning curve. These guys are going really, really fast. I was actually really surprised with my speed in practice and stuff. I was kind of right there with them. And, in the first practice, I was in front of Eli and Coop, and qualifying isn't necessarily my strong suit typically. So, I feel really good and, it's going to be good. It's just, I got to be smart getting it to that point.
Yeah, if you're not smart or you get frustrated and you get hurt, you're just setting yourself back again. So, you almost got to take the beating but stay on the track?
Yep, for sure. And, that's what we're talking about, right?
I don't mean beating like crashing.
Got to be okay with – in 15th four times tonight. But I got to be okay with that right now.
That's your fantasy. I was not stoked.
Yeah, not good. Not good. But it's it's one of those things where, even at the races, everything's so much different than at practice. On our practice track, our roofs get pretty gnarly. Obviously, nothing compared to this. You couldn't ride this every day and stay healthy, you know? But they get pretty gnarly. But, I go so fast in them in practice, that whenever you get to the race and you have to slow down, I feel like I'm going so slow in them. And I was, still P1 in them in the practice, you know? I was P1, but then...
You're how is that possible?
Yeah, but then you get to the main event and, no one skimmed them. Yeah. I was the only one skimming them is what they said. I don't know. I haven't watched your back.
I'm not jumping them, yeah.
Yeah, so, they're really gnarly. And it's, I'm not very good at jumping them. I have been good at times in my career. I just, this week, I'm not going to skim whoops. I'm going to go jump them every day. I don't care. I'll figure it out. That's just what I'm going to have to do is, work on it, muscle memory, build that muscle memory and figure out how to do it.
How's the body? How's the big surgery for you? And we know. So how's that feeling?
Yeah, my shoulder's really good, 100%. It's still a bit early with it. Definitely, on the early side of being able to come back. But it feels 100%. It's really strong. It's good. Getting old, back's blown out, all that stuff. I literally have 6 days on Supercross, and so it's tough to get the body. And I only rode maybe 4 or 5 days on outdoors before Supercross, so it's I really don't have that much time. It's hard to get the muscles and stuff back strong enough for these super hard landings and stuff. So just some back pain and stuff and that kind of stuff. But I've always kind of had some back pain. I had some back pain in 2021 coming back from my shoulder surgery too.
Right.
I think it's just like compensating.
Got to wear it.
So, yeah.
Look, you're a veteran guy and you're friends with everybody. But was it at all for you cool to be in a 450 class? Like, was that at all like neat? I don't know. I don't feel like already like over it, but
no, it was really cool. Okay. I mean, I like.
Take like a moment to look around and be like,
yeah, for sure. Well, I think I got to get out of that mindset too of like, not that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm beside like Eli Tomac, right? But it's like, I'm coming in the middle of the season and I don't want to like, I almost had the mindset say of like, I don't want to get in their way,
you know?
And like, that's not the mindset that I need to have.
Yeah.
I need to go out there and rob my race and just like do what I do. But yeah, I mean, like, Eli and Ken were freaking battling for race wins before I turned pro, and I've been pro for quite a while. It's unbelievable that they're still racing at the level they are.
Sure.
So definitely cool to be out there with those guys.
Cool. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Christian Craig, hey, top 10. Now, you did some top 10s in the Triple Crown, but this one, full main event. First of all, it was a great race up front, and, dude, it looked gnarly for everybody. How tough was that track?
It was gnarly, but, it was just, like, tricky because it was slippery, but then it had ruts, so... That was the tough side of it. I jumped the whoops the whole main, which is not me, but I actually
you and everyone else.
I actually passed guys doing it, so I'm like, all right, let's stick to it. But it was a tricky day. A lot of guys went down, but I stayed up. I actually did tip over two laps to go, but I had a big enough gap behind me. So yeah, I was in a good spot. Battle with some good guys, and then found out I got ninth. So. Obviously, that's my goal is to be like a minimum top 10 guy, but to not be there this season yet and to get one finally around 7, it feels good.
We don't count the Triple Crown top 10s?
Not overall, no. No, I mean, those 8th did feel good, but overall it was 12th. So.
It was really, to me, looked like a battle of the track. Like, there's a lot of mistakes made. The whoops and then the turn before those tables were like the two keys to me, am I right?
Yeah, and so those on-on-offs were tough, and so I switched to inside, and then that rut got so deep, so then I had to switch back outside. And then once he crossed back across the start again, that on-off had like 10 ruts across where Malcolm fell. That was gnarly. Then the 3-3-4, it was gnarly. Yeah. So I'm sure everyone's going to say it, but I'm stoked that, like, I'm usually not that kind of guy in this type of track, so I'm more of a hard pack guy, so we'll take it.
How are the fingers?
Fine. Yeah. So a lot of rest, but maybe that was the distraction I needed it to get out of my own way.
So worried about the fingers that you just ended up riding well.
Yeah, it was almost like I got the frustration out and was like, just do it, you know, just ride. So we'll take it and, Daytona and just keep plugging away.
Christian Craig, jumping the whoops. That's the secret.
I don't want to hear that. No.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. All right, Joey Savacci. Hey, man, the heat race. Let's start there.
Yeah.
We could have got a win there.
Yeah, it was, it was good. Today was, I was happy with today, obviously. It's easy to talk about last week and have built-in excuses for being sick, but, you know, it was genuine.
Yeah.
So, not that I really care what people think.
The rental car story was a little nutty.
Not that I care what people think, but it's nice to back up that I feel better. First practice was good today. Second practice, just honestly overconfident, trying too hard. On one of those tracks, slower is better sometimes. Yeah. But, heat race was really good. I think my starts are back.
Yeah.
I had good practice start, good heat race start. Main event start was pretty solid. I kind of slid out, so I got passed by a few guys. But I think our starts are back in a good place, which, as we all know, is important.
Did I see Eli muscle you in a little bit in the main or a heat? Or what? Was I imagining that?
He messed up the rhythm lane, and I passed him in the heat. But then in the main...
Yeah.
No, he was ahead of...
No, he's behind you, I think, almost.
He might have passed me right before the whoops. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I thought I saw him elbow you.
Yeah, he didn't elbow me, but he passed me, I remember, at the end of the whoops. Yep.
It's been a pretty impressive day for you, for sure. You also went down on the whoops.
Yeah.
And going down on the whoops and still getting a top 10, that doesn't happen so much. It tells you how good you're riding.
Yeah, I mean, it's in reality, we ended up losing one spot and went from 6th to 7th. To rebound to 7th was good. But, frustrating, you know, it's crashing in the whoops, doing something stupid like jumping the whoops is always the most frustrating thing in the world because it's like at least if you were skimming doing the harder thing, it's understandable. But, just jumping them kind of got impatient. And it was an awkward fall. I hit pretty hard, to be honest.
Hey, you're looking at your elbow? You're grabbing your elbow?
Yeah, elbow's swollen up a little bit. Got a nice knot on it. But, honestly, it's I feel like today was on paper maybe about the same as it's been, but in reality it was better. Yeah, so the heat race was really good. Maine was, we were in a good place. Like, I had a good toe with Jay Coop, and I felt like I could have stayed there the whole time. So it's good.
I mean, I'm not doing it, but that quad looked pretty easy. I'm not jumping that, but, dude, it looked like you guys nailed that thing pretty easy.
Yeah, it was one of those things that at the beginning of the day, I'm like, it's not going to be a race line. It's not going to be a race line. Mainly hoping that we didn't have to do it every time. But, I mean, yeah, it was easy. It's just big. But, dude, this track is, every year it's the same shit. You come here, you walk it, you look at it, you're like, dude, this is going to be sick. And then you're riding around on basically polished concrete. So there was a lot of guys that crashed out there today. I was one of them, unfortunately, but I had a good rebound. Like I said, we've been working hard, honestly. I've been working hard in prior years, but it hasn't shown. And to have had the team around me and to be honest, like, I owe a lot of it to Matt, my suspension guy, because
he's just still not touching it. You're still happy. Like last time I talked to you about it, you were just stoked. Yeah.
Yeah. We made a small change this week in Florida and tried two small changes, one way, one the other, just to try to find something. And we raced with it today, but it's so minor. Like it's one of those things, very minor. I think we total of 3 clicks today total. So yeah, I mean, I'm in a really good place. Like I said, my bike does a lot of good things. And it's refreshing to be at the races again and not just be a guy on the track. And like I said, I owe a lot of that to Matt. It's the first time in honestly like a long time that I feel like I should feel, you know, like I belong.
Yeah,
so
you're racing forward, you're pushing, yeah, all that. To me, last question for you, the turn before those tables, I was telling Christian, that switched. What was good? What was bad? Track got fucked. Like that was a huge part of the race. Figuring out which line worked best and when.
Yeah, the main line on the inside was getting so pushed out into the side of that single that it was getting hard. So I had an outside, like just right outside that line, cutting across that rut and getting a drive. So I was able to get over that a lot longer than a lot of guys. But yeah, I mean, like
over the table, you mean? Yeah.
All the way over 3, 2, 1. But yeah, it's again this place, dude. It always looks so nice, and then you ride it, and it's just like holy shit, dude. So
when you watch it back, you'll see like the top 4 guys are changing things up, fucking that section up, everything. Yeah,
I mean, it's so hard, but yet in places it's so soft, the ruts get so gnarly that you have to move around. But that's the fun of it. I know, like last week, I didn't feel good, but those kind of tracks to me are really fun because the creativity comes out. You know, like you're able to move around, and it's not like it's not just a hammer line. Like you got to actually think about what you're doing. And hey, like if I go outside here and then go 3, it's great. But if I go outside and I don't, how much time am I losing? Is it worth it to dive to the inside? You know, like so things like that. It's tonight was not like that, but kind of like that in a way. You know, you had to move around. And
it definitely broke down.
Yeah, it broke down, and you had to move around to kind of try to find something that was consistent. So, yeah, like I said, I'm happy. I don't feel like I'm just a guy on the track. I feel like we've made good improvements, so I'm happy with where we're at.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. Stayed committed to him, though. That's what I had to do.
All right, Cullen Park. Listen, I thought you were 7th most of the main event. You told me you crashed in the whoops at the end. But, like, a lot of factor you guys, and you're on the board in qualifying. Like, I thought you rode really well. You probably deserve better than P9.
Yeah, that's the bummer part, is to say I got P9 on the night.
Yeah.
But overall...
Like last year, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, but overall, it was like a career day almost, kind of. Like, never have I been on the board in qualifying. Was on the board in both qualifiers. And then P5 in the heat race, which honestly, the heat race, I always kind of struggle in. First lap, I come through the heat race, and I'm like, holy crap, these whoops are massive now. And then I thought that they would, like, kind of maybe mellow out. Did the sight lap for the main event, and I was like, they're no smaller. Like, well, so then I'm like, okay, first couple laps, it's crazy. So I kind of jumped the whoops, and I'm like, this is not working. So found a line far left, was skimming them, making up a ton of time, was catching 6th place. I was right there. I'm like, I'm going to stay committed. And it bit me. I crashed in the whoops. And so to go down, like, I went down pretty hard. I'm all good. But to go down, still get up, get P9, like, I can't really complain. Like, and I got up, bars were mangled, grip was ripped, and I was going to pull in the mechanics area. Thank God my mechanic was like P9, 3 laps left. And I'm like, I have to stay out here. Like, No, heck no. Like, if it was 10 minutes to go, though, like, I was going to have to. Because, like, I was, like, rolling the whoops. The last few last bars were all bent out. But, yeah, so, honestly, to salvage a P9 after that, I'm, like, obviously I'm bummed, but it could have been a lot worse. So, I'm pretty stoked on the day.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, the qualifying speed was legit. So, you got to be stoked on that and just take it on the next week. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Colin. All right, Drew Adams, I'm sure you're not stoked that you got passed late in the race. But otherwise than that, I mean, look, you didn't get a great start and moved up a little bit. So give us your take on it.
Well, I mean, the guy I got passed by late in the race is one of the championship favorites. Yeah. So I would say main event, I rode well. I was very disappointed in myself after the heat race. I was kind of like just a confidence killer, you know. But then I talked with Mitch and them, and, you know, they kind of calmed me down because first heat, it's really hard to pass, so starts everything, and I did not have that, so I just kind of regrouped myself, lined up on the inside in the main, and I had a feeling something like not good was going to happen in the first turn. I was just like, man, this inside might work good, and honestly, my jump was horrible, but I made it work, and I think I came out like seventh on the start.
You decided to just go straight, I think.
Yeah, it did me a favor, but No, that was probably the roughest Supercross track I've ever raced in. Yeah. I don't know if you took a look in the whoops after the Horvindy main event.
What about the corner before those tabletops? Just hammered.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, I think the only whoops I've ever seen closest to that was in Daytona 2024. It was a mud race, and the whoops were just absolutely chewed up. But, I mean, doing 15 minutes on the track was tough. And, you know, I would say the last 3 minutes of the race I probably wasn't the strongest, but you know, the more I race, that's going to go away, you know, because during the middle of the moto, I think I was like the second fastest guy on the track, and I was kind of just riding alone by myself.
Yeah.
So maybe I should have toned it back a little bit, and then I would have had, 6% more towards the end.
One of my questions to you was, you kind of rode a lonely race a little bit, which is hard to get into it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just kind of sprinting a little too much when there was still... It was still 10 minutes on the clock, so I was, which I should do. I should be able to sprint for 15 minutes, but like I said, first race of the season, like, that's going to get better and better and better, so.
People think, too, you have more Supercross experience than you really do. This was, like, your fourth or fifth race, right? Like, I think people think you have more than
this,
that. Yeah.
This is my fourth Supercross, but I did futures and stuff, but what much shorter races, and the track's smoother than that, so. I just want to learn. And I don't want to set any goals. You know, I know Mitch, he's a winning guy, and he wants me to go win. So that's my goal towards the end of the season. You know, I want to be a guy that's dangerous when I'm up there. So
it's nothing like racing. So how was the bike set up? You're testing your off season. You know, you went into this race with something that you like, but it was nothing like racing. How's your bike set up and all of that?
I thought my bike was really good today. We made a few changes for the whoops. Because I think that was the toughest part on the track all day. Like, so many guys crashed in those things. And but as of the off season went, you know, I was originally supposed to race West Coast, and around Thanksgiving I broke my scapula pretty bad, and so I had to take 4 to 5 weeks off. And I could have been ready for
fucking Dan, dude. Dan's like, oh, it's a small injury, small. Like, that's not scapula is not a small injury.
It was my first time ever crashing in the whoops, and it was not a good one. And, you know, well, a funny story is the same day Joe crashed.
Oh.
Like, Joe left in the ambulance, and I went to start a 20-minute moto, and I crashed in the next set of whoops.
Oh, wow. Tough day.
But I could have been ready for West Coast, but maybe 75%, and I didn't want that. You know, I felt great coming into this race, and I didn't expect myself to be up there winning, but I'll take that. You know, the first round's always gnarly. Like, so many guys crash or get hurt and stuff like that. So I'm glad to come out with that and stay healthy. And honestly, the main gave me a confidence booster because after the heat race, I was in a low place. I was like, man, this sucks. Like, I just want to go home. But
you can't go home, man. You're professional now. You can't go home.
I know. So
this is an amateur.
But overall, like, a good night. And next weekend, I got a feeling I'm going to be good because I love Daytona.
How stoked are you for Hunter, man? That's an awesome race, and great to see him get it.
Trust me, that guy deserves it more than anyone on the track. Like, the work that we've put in on the off season, you know, and usually Jet's right by his side during the off season. So I feel like that was maybe a little different for him this year. Whereas, you know, he's always got that training buddy at the compound. And now, you know, we're two video riders, we're a little bit behind him, but no, that guy's been putting in all the work, and I got a feeling that he's got this championship in the bag. So it's a long time to go,
yeah,
but
cool.
Yeah, he had a good weekend. I feel like I had a good weekend, so looking forward to next week.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Seth Hamaker, look, I'm sure you wanted to be on the box, but it's the opener. Weird shit happens, and, man, you just were right there but couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, it was kind of frustrating race for me because I felt like, you know, I wasn't worried at first. I was like, okay, I'll sit behind these guys for the first half of the race and see where, you know, I can pick some spots apart on the track. But honestly, just never really felt comfortable in the main.
Lost time then, right?
Yeah, I, like, you know, those last couple laps, I made some really bad runs through the whoops and kind of was like, man, I don't know if I'm just kind of was settling there. Honestly, I didn't know what to do. And, yeah, it was kind of frustrating, like I said. But all in all, like, you know, first race and we're out of here healthy and ready for just to keep improving. But, yeah, fourth and not where I want to be, but hey, it's what we got.
Dude, on the West Coast, and you've been watching, the whoops have been easy.
Yeah.
And when you guys show up and they throw 11 and they're gnarly. It was really the whole race.
Yeah.
How you could get through them. Pierce was fantastic. That was it.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was. I mean, you don't really see, like, Eli, for example. I was watching the 450 main, and he was jumping them. He never jumps them. And, like, in the first couple laps of that main, I tried skimming, and it was really risky to skim, you know. And then I went to the jump line, but I didn't need to work on jumping the whoops for sure. So
Pierce had a good one, blitzing on the right.
Was he?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that's where he made good time, but. We'll go back and just, you know, work on it. But, yeah, definitely a tough track for the first opener for East Coast guys, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, and Anstey even texted Lewis and was like, what the hell? Like, these guys, like, it's a burly, real track.
Oh, yeah.
How slippery did it get?
Way more slippery than I remember Dallas being. Even, like, I felt like they could have gone without water in between the practice and the nitro. But then we went out for the heat race, they watered it. So I was kind of surprised on that. And even that lingered, you know, that moisture stayed in it for the main. But it really never soaks through, just stays on top, and then that base gets slick.
Okay, so we talked to Truman for one of my dumb shows, and, like, you did have a little bit of abbreviated training camp, right, because of the shoulder and everything. Do you feel that? Are you 100%, like, ready to go? Like, I know health-wise you are, your shoulder's all good, but, like, do you wish you had a few more weeks or is it month or so you had fine?
Yeah, honestly, the month I had was perfectly fine. I felt more than ready. And everything, you know, I felt like I could have pushed harder as far as fitness, endurance, like body-wise. I felt really good. It was just like more of a comfortability thing for me tonight that I didn't really have it. So and I'm not worried about that. I know that I'm as fast or faster than everybody. It's just putting it together when it counts. So.
So maybe in the future then you can tell Mitch, hey, I'm going to Mexico because I only need a month.
Exactly, yeah. Like, even if I don't need a surgery or anything, I'm just like, I'll see you in a couple months. Yeah.
I only need a month, man. Because, I mean, you know how good you rode last year, how fast you are. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Like.
Yeah. And that's why, like, when I came back, it only took me, like, literally two weeks. I was like, I feel like I could go racing. Like, everything came back quicker than I thought, which was a positive, which was cool.
And so how does the shoulder feel after last year when you were delaying it and putting it off? Like, does it just feel like a new thing? Or, like, how does it feel?
Feels really good. Yeah, it still gets, like, a deep ache sometimes. But that's just – I've had shoulder surgeries. My shoulders aren't the best, and that's just what it's going to be. But compared to what it felt like last year, it's super stable. Feels like it's not going to come out at any moment. So happy that everything worked out that way.
Cool. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, yeah.